FAQs, Future Alien Questions.
How did the police know if criminals were lying?
Well, they used a device, it was known as a lie detector, which involved measuring the suspect's heart rate while they punched him until he confessed.
How was anyone supposed to remember all your ridiculously arbitrary rules of etiquette?
Well, the shameful memory of being ostracized from polite society was usually enough to remind people which fork to use when eating shrimp.
Why did humans spend so much time worrying what others thought about them?
Why? Well, what do you mean by that? Does it make us look needy? Because we didn't care what anyone else thought. Did that sound cool when I said that? Oh, God, I hope I sounded cool.
Was communism ever successful?
Well, successful is really a relative term. If your needs were met by bread and toilet paper, then yes. As long as you weren't in a hurry.
Tribes, villages, towns, cities. Which was the best place to live?
Well, each living arrangement did have its charm, so it would be reductive to single out one type of locale as saying better or worse than the other, or to suggest, for instance, that the real citizens of a given country lived only in small towns. But as a general rule, the best place to live, whether within a tiny hamlet or a giant city, was in a rich person's house.
How did countries strike the balance between governmental control and personal liberty?
Well, each country would, over time, reach its own equilibrium point, after which even the most minute adjustments to the status quo would be greeted with competing cries of fascism and socialism.
What was the best system of government?
While it had its flaws, democracy was the finest and most just system of government, provided that the party one supported was in power. If the party one opposed was in power, however, democracy was a horrible mistake, forcing citizens to live by the hideous whims of the tyrannical, brainwashed, sub-moronic majority.
It seems like, under your legal systems, it was possible that sometimes the guilty would go free, or the innocent would be convicted of crimes they didn't commit.
Yeah, what's your question?
Was it worse for an innocent man to be sent to prison, or a guilty man to go free?
Well, if the man was innocent anyway, it's not like he was going to do any harm in prison.
If ridding the earth of war and strife was a goal, why wasn't the entire globe under a single government?
Yeah, good question, fascist.